Won't you please help me welcome Jose de Dios Mata.
Thank you, Jackie, for your lovely introduction. How are you today, my dear friends? Are you happy? Of course. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank each one of you for being present at this Feast of the Spirit. This talk is sponsored by Fifth Church of Christ Scientists, Indianapolis, and hosted by Fourth Church of Christ Scientists, Carmel, branches of the Mother Church. The Fourth Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, a church that has brought healing and transformation to many individuals in the world since it was established by Mary Baker Eddy in the 19th century. This afternoon, we are going to discover more about God's all-powerful love for all mankind and how the omnipotence and omnipresence of God is the real source of good that supplies every need of humanity. I know that this message that I am going to share with you is going to bring more hope and healing to your lives. Now, I'm going to talk about something that demands a deeper understanding from all of us. It is the kingdom of heaven or harmony that is right here and now on earth. When we understand what it means to live in the kingdom of heaven right now, all healing and transformation is possible. I know this is true. Although this kingdom may appear invisible and out of reach, we are going to explore together that it is at hand. War, disease, and threats to our environment and security seem to hide it. But we can learn how to identify this kingdom and live in it right now. The theory that has been around for centuries is that the kingdom of heaven is a place and that it's impossible to enter it until after death. This theory might also include the concept that only certain individuals are accepted there. But this theory will give place to more inspired views, free from ignorance, misconceptions, and misunderstanding. The teachings and words of Christ Jesus, the Master Christian, changed the world in his time, and is still changing it today. He said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he proved it through his healing works. Where God is heaven, heaven is. God being omnipresence itself, we can know and feel that heaven is everywhere. This one simple spiritual fact eliminates the false concept of heaven being a place. Recognizing that God's kingdom is on earth, in spite of all that says it is absent, opens the way for all right thinking and doing in daily life. believing in a future salvation, prevents us from overcoming sin, disease, and death right now. Christ Jesus revealed the kingdom of heaven, the reign of harmony on earth. He insisted on our acceptance of this kingdom in order to prove our spiritual heritage from our Father, Mother, divine love. He said, we have direct access right here and now to this complete manifestation of good. It is our purpose and joy to live in this kingdom, to live its power and possibilities. Mary Baker Eddy, a spiritual thinker of the 19th century, wrote a book that has impacted the world morally, physically, and spiritually through its healing message. This book, written for all mankind, is called Science and Health, with key to the scriptures. Mrs. Eddy wrote, heaven is not a locality, but a divine state of mind in which all the manifestations of mind are harmonious and immortal, because sin is not there, and man is found having no righteousness of his own, but in possession of the mind of the Lord, as the scriptures say. Mrs. Eddy was a Bible student all her life. It was her authority and her source of inspiration. From early childhood, Mary Baker Eddy loved the promise of the prophets and Christ Jesus' teachings. She said that the fourth commandment of the Decalogue, the 94th Psalm, the Sermon on the Mount, and St. John's Revelation educated her son many years all the way up to its preparation for and reception of the science of Christianity. Her deteriorating health during the first part of her life forced her into a more profound encounter with spiritual questions. Mrs. Eddy knew from her deep study of the Bible that there was something more to existence than suffering. In 1866, she had a spiritual awakening after an accident. At one point, helpless in bed, she opened the Bible to one of Jesus' healings. Her thought was flooded with the conviction that her life was in God, not in matter. Indeed, that God was the only life. At that moment of revelation, she was healed. And this began her discovery of the divine principle as the basis of scientific mental healing. And she named her discovery Christian Science. The Christ science came to her as a revelation from God. The teaching of Christian Science makes a distinction between the man, Jesus, and the Christ, the Savior's divine title. But they are in no way separated. Christian Science fully accepts Jesus as the incarnation or embodiment of the Christ, the eternal God-like nature of man. As the wayshower, Jesus fully demonstrated man's spiritual unity with God. Christian Science recognizes and honors Jesus' human and divine role as the mediator between God and man. Although Jesus is no longer here, the Christ, which he exemplified, is still here as God's saving power and presence for all mankind. Mary Baker Eddy knew that Christian Science would raise up the kingdom of heaven in the consciousness of all mankind. She wrote in Science and Health, "Let unselfishness, goodness, mercy, justice, health, holiness, love, the kingdom of heaven reign within us, and sin, disease, and death will diminish until they finally disappear." I have realized that gaining even a little deeper understanding of any of the above attributes, and I will repeat them again, unselfishness, goodness, mercy, justice, health, holiness, love, can bring this divine state of mind right into daily life. It has made me more conscious of God as a tender father and mother. God's law of harmony not only adjusts every human situation, but heals sickness and all wrong thinking. I have no doubt that Christian Science heals. A number of years ago, I went through a time where I felt like I had fallen into the bottom of a well. Do you know what I mean? And there, I realized there was really nowhere else to go but, I have my own well water and I have to go down very deep to clean it. Believe me, it is very dark and creepy down there. But I am sharing the challenging experience because of what a great blessing it brought to my life. Through it, I learned that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I gained a clearer understanding that spiritual attributes such as justice, health, love, and mercy are powerfully active and present in our life right in the middle of the most difficult situations. During this time, I was building my home. There were periods when I felt like my life was a hell because of tremendous opposition surrounding this project. There even was a comment in a newspaper that this house could be a dishonor for the community. It was said that the walls could fall. And the foundation wouldn't last through the next year. Everything that I did seemed to provoke a turmoil, skepticism, a misunderstanding made the situation very, very unpleasant. There did not seem to be any welcome to our small home. Thoughts kept coming to me like, what did I do to deserve to be treated in such an unjust way? These subtle arguments started to control me. They kept me from a right spiritual view of myself and the people involved in the approval of the building. At one point, when I was working on the peak of the roof, please don't go to the peak of the roof if you don't have good thoughts. Well, my father was very agitated about some comments concerning the house. I lost my concentration on the work I was doing, and I fell. Although I was wearing a security belt with a long rope, I went down the entire incline of the roof, hitting metal supports as I fell. Finally, I was hanging completely suspended in the air. How beautiful picture. A woman walking by saw me hanging there and asked if I was all right. Well, I told her I was just stuck in taking the air or hanging around. Anyway, I was able to break the rope with a little knife, and again I fell the rest of the way to the ground. Although the pain was very intense, especially in my back, I was able with great effort to walk to where I was staying. I lay down on the bed and lost consciousness because the pain was so extreme. When I regained consciousness a few hours later, I was completely paralyzed. As I had learned to pray in Christian Science, I turned to God with my whole heart. I prayed to understand that the entire structure of my life was based on divine love and truth. I gained more peace and was able to rest some during the night. I want to tell you that in Christian Science, there is a full care for someone who is suffering. Christian Science doesn't neglect the needs of those who are struggling with physical problems. Professional loving care by Christian Science nurses is available if needed. Although dispensing medicine and practicing physical therapy are not part of Christian Science nursing, the nurse cares for the human need. The nurse might feed someone who can't feed himself, bandage a wound, or help someone who is unable to walk on his own. All of this care is done from the standpoint of God as omnipotent and omnipresent, and man in the perfect likeness of God. This perfect likeness of God is not made up of flesh and bones, nor is he defined by gender. The next morning, I heard the voice of a neighbor knocking at the door, but I couldn't move. When the phone rang a number of hours later, I was able to pick it up, although with great difficulty. It was my wife, who was in another city. After telling her the situation, she called a Christian Science nurse who came very soon with others. They immobilized me on a stretcher and took me to the closest Christian Science care facility where Christian Science nurses would care for me. Before I arrived at the facility, I asked a Christian Science practitioner to pray with and for me for healing. A Christian Science practitioner is someone whose profession it is to help others through prayer. This prayer in Christian Science lifts human consciousness to the understanding of divine love as the source of our true spiritual selfhood. And this system of scientific spiritual treatment, God's law as the only power. This prayer brings the conviction that there is no need to use material remedies for healing. I'm sure about this. I recall that when I arrived at the care facility, I felt an atmosphere of great peace and love. The nurses took care of my human need. The practitioner visited me the next morning. We prayed together to understand more deeply that my identity as a reflection of God was safe in the kingdom of harmony. We saw together that there was no disconnection from harmony in God's kingdom. Within this kingdom, there is no pain, loss, sorrow, darkness, doubt, conflict, and no wars. Here, there are no struggles. In this kingdom, the man of God creation is perfect as his image and likeness, loving and lovable. During the next 2 days, I began to yield to the right ideas that are the very structure of each one of us. As a result, I felt that the tender presence of divine love was operating in my consciousness. The third night, I realized that I had not done anything to move off the resentment. Do you know what is resentment? Something good? Don't keep it. I have a lot of resentment about the building of my home and the people surrounding the situation. Laying there in the spirit, I prayed to God, asking him to show me what I needed to know to free from the wrong feelings that were blocking my sense of harmony. The story of Job in the Bible suddenly came to me like a light. Job was very just, upright, pure, and good. His faith in God was unflagging, and he stayed away from all evil. He was also a very prosperous and wealthy man. But at one point, he became very sick with an unbearable skin condition. Fear and desperation overwhelmed him. He had already lost his family and possession. He asked, like all of us, at one time or another, why me? Job's faith and understanding that God was ever present and all powerful were really tested at this point. Job had some friends who were trying to help him when they knew of his suffering. Although they came to comfort him, most of their advice was purely human opinion, empty of a spiritual substance. At one point, he had to ask them to stop their wrong reasoning. Job wouldn't accept that he had done something to bring evil to his life. In the middle of his confusion of being tempted to believe in the presence and power of evil, he reached the lowest point of the human condition. He cursed his own life. Indeed, his thought needed inspiration. Job turned from human to spiritual reasoning. He saw that the universe was a creation of God, not material, but completely spiritual. When he recovered his spiritual view of the real universe, he saw it was necessary to identify his life and his friends with the omnipresence of love. And as the Bible says, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. And also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. It didn't matter to him what his friends said to him, or that his wife wanted him to abandon his faith in God. He prayed for them anyway. Job was completely healed, and everything was restored to him when he understood the perfection of God's creation and the powerlessness of evil. I have to do the same. So I began to root out of myself, do you know what is, frustration and rancor? I did it because they were not part of my true individuality. This was the only way I could enter into the kingdom of harmony. I was obeying the law of good that rules the universe. I was working on my own salvation in the way Jesus did, by the spiritualization and Christianization of myself. I prayed to understand that there were no enemies and no confrontation between God's right ideas and this kingdom of harmony. I completely abandoned all resentment. I felt myself living, moving, and having my being in the kingdom of good. I could feel the current of right ideas moving through my whole being. Suddenly, I was impelled to get up, and I did. I began to walk normally without a single element of pain. I was completely free of resentment and physical restriction. I was healed and left the Christian Science care facility the next morning. Others witness the power of God and the proud about in this healing. Well, 2 days later, I started working on the roof again. But this time, with wonderful thought, only angels were surrounding me. And with no fear and no temptation to think incorrectly about myself and others. Soon, I completed that work very peacefully and harmoniously. When the home was finished, many remarked that it was a piece of art. Oh, I didn't know I was an artist. And also a beautiful addition to the community. One day a woman stopped while I was outside in the house and told me that she knew what I had been through. Do you know me? I said, well, I know very well your feet. You, my feet? What things? What things so strange, you say? Yes, because everybody was for days looking at your feet moving because you were beneath the ground. You're persistent, you're confident, have changed my life completely. Of course, I want to add that the foundation and walls of the house never came down, but it was predicted. And also the relationships that had been antagonistic became friendly. An article entitled Forgiveness and Freedom of July 12, 2013 in the international newspaper The Christian Science Monitor, founded by Mary Baker Eddy, shares a statement by Nelson Mandela. The former president of South Africa and a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize was imprisoned unjustly for 27 years. Mr. Mandela felt we must change the world when it is in our power to do it. As he was released from prison, he remarked, as I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I would still be in a prison. The power of love and truth always make us free and give us the victory. How can we become more aware that we live in God's kingdom now, living in God's justice, mercy, and holiness? By watching our thoughts and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. As the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians, we can discern moment by moment God's creation as the only reality. Mary Baker Eddy wrote in Science and Health, there is one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ in divine science shows us this way. It is to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God, and His reflection, and to raise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. It is our spiritual identity, the Christ nature, the saving power and presence of God within us that enable us to gain the full measure of this kingdom. In the Phillips translation of the New Testament, Jesus says, the kingdom of God never comes by looking for signs of death. Man cannot say, look, here it is, or there it is. For the kingdom of God is inside you. If we begin to think about the kingdom of God or heaven in this way, we can fully enter and live fully in this kingdom that is permanently connected to our spiritual nature. We read in the Bible that Jesus gives a very clear and simple answer through his conversation with Nicodemus, the Pharisee. The Pharisees were members of the Jewish sect during Jesus' time. They were strict observers of religious ceremonies and practices in adherence of oral laws and traditions. They promised salvation to the individual, but in a life beyond the grave. One night Nicodemus came looking for Jesus. He had to come at night because he couldn't be seen with Jesus during the day. The teachings of the Pharisees were so opposed to the teachings of Jesus. But obviously, Nicodemus was searching for something higher. He remarked to Jesus that no one could do the miracles that he did unless God were with him. Jesus told him that in order to enter the kingdom of God, one must be born again, born of the Spirit. In Christian Science, the Spirit, infinite Spirit, and love, infinite love, mean God. To me, this means that no human ancestry or heredity, no mortal laws or mortal thinking at all can possibly enter the kingdom of good. So if we think we are going to take this thing with us into the kingdom of harmony, it is not going to happen. Why? Because they are excluded from the law of good that governs the kingdom of God. They don't belong to the reign of divine love, the supreme ruler of the universe. Christian science has absolutely nothing to do with reincarnation or any life other than the full expression of God, eternal and forever uninterrupted. Christian science follows Jesus' teachings in the understanding and demonstration that there is only one creator, a spirit, and one creation, holy, spiritual, and perfect. A spirit that is God Himself enable us to give up material laws for the one spiritual law, forsake hatred for love, envy for benevolence, and bitterness for forgiveness. And then, and only then, we will find that we are living in the kingdom of God, governed by a spirit. Being born again includes the repentance that Jesus said was necessary for entering into the kingdom of heaven. To repent is to change the basis of our thought from matter to spirit. Then we are in tune with God, with the law of harmony. So the kingdom of God is where divine love holds man forever in a perfect state and governs his every action. This perfect state of salvation from all mankind is right here and now. It is not beyond. It includes no delay, waiting, or uncertain future. Mary Baker Eddy was a great benefactor to humanity. She is recognized as one of the most influential individuals of the 19th century. Through the revelation of Christian science, she has brought to mankind the promised comforter that Jesus said would come to guide us to all truth. Mrs. Eddy acted outside the traditional role of woman and opened a new path in religion in her time. But her message is not confined to the 19th century. The prophetic expansion of her life gave a deeper and more extensive meaning to Christian thinking. Through her understanding of divine love, Mrs. Eddy grasped the spirit of the kingdom of heaven and its power on earth. But she had to explain the harmonies of heaven with truth and prove its divine healing power. She wrote in Science and Health, "The physical healing of Christian science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle. before which sin and disease lose the reality in human consciousness and disappear as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation. Now, as then, these mighty works are not supernatural, but supremely natural. They are the signs of Immanuel, or God with us, a divine influence ever present in human consciousness and repeating itself, coming now at what promised a fourth time. This spiritual system of healing enables the learner to grasp the kingdom of heaven on earth and live its possibilities. There are many recorded cases of healing performed by Mary Baker Eddy. She was able to prove over and over the principle, divine love, as the foundation of the teachings of Christian Science. Among them was that of a child restored to life and health after she appeared to have passed on. Even Tomlinson, who served as one of Mrs. Eddy's secretaries, wrote it down as he remembered hearing Mrs. Eddy tell it. Tomlinson wrote, "She said that she was much interested in a neighbor's little daughter, whom she had learned to love dearly. She missed the child and her mother for several days and called at the house to inquire after their welfare. The mother met her at the door in great sorrow, saying that her little one had just died. Mrs. Eddy said that she would like to see the child. But the mother replied that it was too late. Nothing could be done for her. Mrs. Eddy, however, persisted in her request. And the neighbor reluctantly admitted her to the room where the dead child lay, requesting the mother to leave her alone with the child. Mrs. Eddy took the lifeless little body in her arms, while her thought went out in earnest communion with divine love. Lost in prayer, oblivious of material surroundings, but wholly absorbed in the consciousness of infinite truth, life, and love, Mrs. Eddy was recalled to earth when the child sat upright in her lap, saying, 'I want to see my mother.' As the story goes, Mrs. Eddy called the mother and placed the child on the floor, saying, 'Now, run to your mother,' which the child did with complete freedom." Tomlinson wrote that there was something more of interest to that wonderful case of healing. For when the child ran to its parent, the mother said it was the first time the child had ever walked. Mrs. Eddy's realization of the truth of being had not only restored the deaf to life, but had freed her from the bondage of paralysis. What a wonderful example Mary Baker Eddy was for all humanity in her willingness to follow the Christ. She showed all of us that we can demonstrate the science of Christianity and practice it today. The law of God and goodness, our spiritual consciousness of the kingdom of harmony within us, frees us from the impositions of hatred, injustice, fear, lack, heredity, sickness, and death. None of these things can keep us tied to a mortal existence which doesn't belong to our real being. Spiritual authority and law characterize the kingdom of God. Obedient to this spiritual law and its authority harmonizes our experience. As the Christian Science practitioner, on a case to which I was called, I had the privilege to witness a beautiful healing. It enabled me to see a deeper understanding of health, not just the evidence of bodily health, but a God-given spiritual wholeness that takes control of our entire life with the law of good. This woman one day noticed a growth in the breast. She immediately turned to prayer for healing, as she had done over the years in her study of Christian Science. She asked me to pray for her. There were times when she awoke at night afraid and in physical discomfort. I would pray for her, acknowledging the omnipresence of love. This is the Christ Comforter that comes to our consciousness to dissolve the beliefs of having a mortal life. Her fear would vanish in the presence of divine love. How important it was to consistently know that God was filling all space. Therefore, there was no room for fear or frustration to influence, act on, or govern in any way. This was a very important spiritual fact to insist on. She told me that it was a struggle not to look at the condition. She worked with this statement from Science and Health, which gives to the scriptures, where Mary Baker Eddy wrote, "We should forget our bodies in remembering good and the human race. Good demands of man every hour in which to work out the problem of being." She said that she knew she could remember good and embrace the human race and this great law of good. Every hour, she could turn to God in order to feel His goodness as the only power for all mankind. In the dictionary, there are several columns of definition of the word good. that include such words as free, abundant, advancing, and damaged, and corrupted, expressing benignity, calm, safe, just to name a few. She could see that indeed this good described God's creation, which included her. This state of being had always been true, was true now, and included no evil, chance, weakness, or failure that could invade and destroy. We prayed to understand her spiritual selfhood, her God-given nature, in which no darkness exists. She understood that she was very dear to God, completely protected, cared for, and blessed. The Christ, the voice of truth to human consciousness, is always communicating the harmony of being to everyone. This is the precious place of understanding where the spiritual idea, the child of God, is consecrated to fulfill God's purpose to bless. God's law of good was all that could advance. If she maintained the spiritual view of her purity and that of all mankind, this dissolved negative thoughts, less fear, and more joy and humility began to govern her experience. At one point, after this condition appeared, she was alarmed by other symptoms related to the condition. It threatened to throw her back into a state of fear. But quickly, we turned to prayer and declared again that God was operating in her consciousness. There was nothing to prevent the power of good from enforcing itself, no matter what the condition looked like. And very soon, the growth disappeared completely. She understood that the Christ's presence as a spiritual law always heals us. Christian Science shows us that the kingdom of harmony is not a future promise or something we have to wait for. It is right here, at hand. As Mrs. Eddy said, we can let unselfishness, goodness, mercy, justice, health, holiness, love, the kingdom of heaven reign within us. We can live in this kingdom right this moment and expect restoration, adjustment, and healing here in the divine kingdom of heaven. Every human need is met. Thank you for your lovely presence. Have a wonderful day.